Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. Hey, J5V, can you believe it? It's week number 9 in the high school season. Boy, has time flown this year. As they say, time flies when you're having fun. We're all worried about artificial intelligence, but you know, it's only a matter of time before clocks take over the world.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, Gino.
Let's start picking some Friday. Nice losers.
Strom Thurmond versus Silverbluff.
The Rebels and the Bulldogs have been battling each other since 1990, and Thurmond has a 13-6 lead, including winning 9 out of the last 10 games.
Gene, this is the ghost of Strom Thurmond.
Yes, Senator Thurmond.
Gene, you going to pick my team to win?
Yes, Senator Thurmond. The Johnston Johnny Rebs will make the Aiken Pooches heel in the second half and claim the Region 3 championship.
You hear that, Daddy? You hear? Your school's going to win. They're going to win.
Shut up, Tom Jr.
Yes, Daddy.
Friday, nice loser, the Silver Bluff Bulldogs.
Stratford versus Merkley.
The series between the Knights and Stags goes back to 1984, and Stratford owns the advantage with 23 wins to Berkeley's 16. But Berkeley has won 6 of the last 7 games. By the way, Slicker's been to all 39 games. The King's Bucks hurdle the wall of the Dark Paladin's Sad Fort and gore them to death in Duck Ditch. Friday. Knights loser, the Stratford Knights.
Powdersville versus Wren.
The Patriots have a 5-3 advantage over the Hurricane in this series, which goes back to 2016. Powdersville has won the last 3 in a row. The Nationalists from Crumville withstand the Piedmont Typhoon and establish themselves in second place in the region. Friday. Knights loser, the Wren Hurricane.
Central versus Chesterfield.
The Eagles and the Rams have been playing each other since 1926. And Central has a commanding 51-17 advantage, including 8 out of the last 10. The big red and blue Raptors swoop down upon the cigarette-smoking Horned Goats and earn a big win. Friday, nice loser, the Chesterfield Rams.
Christchurch versus St. Joseph's.
The Cavaliers and Knights have been battling each other since 2010 in the regular season and in the playoffs. Christchurch has 15 wins to St. Joseph's 3 wins, which took place in 2018, 2019, and 2020. The sword-swinging Episcopalians outduel the canonized Templars and win the Greenville Holy War. Friday, Knights loser, the St. Joseph's Knights.
Hartsville versus West Florence.
The Red Foxes have been tangling with the Green Knights since 1971 and own this series 34-8. West Florence has won 6 out of the last 9. That trend continues. The Emerald Paladins invade Cokertown and tear out the hearts of the Forest Dogs in a good one. Friday, nice loser, the Hartsville Red Foxes.
Bluffton versus May River.
The Bobcats and the Sharks have been playing each other since 2016, and May River leads the series 5-4. May River has won 5 in a row. The Ocean Killing Machines put the bite on the green putty tats in the water off Brighton Beach. Friday. Nice loser, the Bluffton Bobcats.
Nation Ford versus Spring Valley.
The Vikings and Falcons have met twice, with each team getting a win. The Big Black Warbirds deliver death from above to the Green Vandals from the Water Gulch and celebrate senior night with a win. Friday, nice loser, the Spring Valley Vikings.
Clover versus Fort Mill.
Blue Eagles and Yellow Jackets have been playing each other since 1924, and Clover holds a 44-40 advantage. Make it 45. The Battle of Lake Wylie gets underway when Rob McNeely's Sting swarms into the Clover Patch and gets swatted to the ground by Perry Woolbright's Blue Warbirds. Friday, nice loser, the Fort Mill Yellow Jackets.
Catawba Ridge versus Indian Land.
The Warriors and Copperheads have played 3 times, with Catawba Ridge winning all 3. As Bob Dylan said, the times, they are changing. The Catawba Braves descend on the pit and behead the Dobie Bridge Road Red Adders. Friday, nice loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
York versus Lancaster.
The War of the Roses goes back to 1914, with York holding a 24-12 advantage. The Bruins haven't beaten the Cougars in 9 straight tries. Make it 10 straight. Dr. Dean's black and silver mountain lions chase Marcus Surratt's dancing blue bars all the way home to the Red Rose. Another victory for the House of York. Friday, Knights loser, the Lancaster High Bruins.
Blythewood versus Rock Hill.
The Bengals and the Bearcats have been playing each other since 2008, and Blythewood has a slim 6-5 advantage. Rock Hill coach Bubba Pittman got his first win in 2014 in Blythewood. The fur will be flying as the Football City USA Top Cats chew up the albino Asian carnivores to go 4-0 in the region. Friday, Knights loser, the Blythewood Bengals.
Northwestern versus South Point.
The Stallions and Trojans have been playing each other since 2008, and South Point has won 10 of the 19 games. Let's make it 10 apiece. The Purple and Gold Warriors don't fall for any of the horseplay tricks the Red Mules bring to the walls of Troy and get crowned the champions of Football City USA, as well as reading champs. This is the best game in the state. Friday, Knights loser, the South Point Stallions. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are, and take a little time out to support teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City, USA.
Push them back, push them back, way back.
Come Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash them now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be yelling to me.